at you now.
Yes. Oh, we're now we're all Christmassy.
Yeah, I see you in the background there. I've got to bring my Christmas hat.
Yeah. We're all Christmas in here.
Only Santa knows what cookies you leave. Only Santa knows if you really do believe.
The baubles are amazing. They're huge.
They are huge. I wasn't expecting them to be that big, but they're like a 50 or 60 centimeter bauble. They're huge.
Amazing. Love that.
That's so good. And of course, you in the background with your.
Yes, there I am.
Yes.
Christmas vibes.
Yep. Looks like it snowed everywhere.
Yeah, you know, Christmas. Well, it's kind of a cross between sparkles and snow and, yeah. You know.
And
I like the little, they little naughty elves on there.
Yes.
Elf on the shelf. My brother has told me that the elf on the shelf has been really cheeky at my brother's house.
What has the elf done?
Well, when they went to sleep the other night, they woke up and my nephew had made cookies and like little cakes.
Yeah.
And the elf on the shelf had got into the fridge and he had eaten some of the little cupcakes and my nephew was not having it. Oh, he was like, he's in the fridge. He freaked out apparently.
Oh, some of the things though with Elf on the Shelf this year, I've seen on Facebook and some friends that are doing it. They're just like, wow.
The lengths of like what those cheeky elves do around town. Well, I am safely saying I'm in the Christmas spirit. There's luckily no elves have done anything cheeky at mine because I've been in good touch with Santa with only Santa knows.
Yes.
And so frankly, they wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare because he's a little elf yet.
That elf on the shelf could be coming to your house. So not only ruin your nephews, it could ruin you as well.
Exactly. Oh,
so good to chat with you again, Delta. We only spoke a couple of months ago, which we'll reflect on that because I haven't heard anything from your team yet about what we spoke about, which you may not remember, but I'm going to bring it up.
Timing.
Your tour. What's happening with me performing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star when you come to Brisbane?
You will be performing it. You will be singing it. You will be on stage, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Well, I thought I was going to bring my little keyboard in, little toy. I thought, nah, I'm just going to surprise. I'm not going to do anything. It's just, you know.
You could have played piano for me. I would have loved that. Well, in good news, well, you know, because I was waiting for a few more conversations because it's April, May next year. So I was sort of like, I didn't need to reach out just yet.
I know you're
rehearsing for my show.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So yeah. We're fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I don't need a grand entrance. Let's just make it happen. I don't know how it'll go, but hey, look, I'm keen.
It'll be amazing.
Oh, now, of course, 2020, it's been a horrible year. We've been there, but we're wrapping it up. We're getting into Christmas now. I mean, Santa only knows, but Santa only knows what?
He only knows if you really do believe. That's right. The thing. In the song, I wrote this song because I shared with people that, you know, I remember having this belief system, which I still do, that it didn't really matter if everybody at school was like, there's no Santa, Delta. I was like, yes, there is.
Only Santa knows what cookies you leave. Only Santa knows if you really do believe.
They'd all look at me and I'm like, I don't think you understand. I don't care if all of you say this to me. I believe in Santa. Like, which part is everyone not getting? And I just remember, you know, a distinct personality trait that I was like, it never bothered me if everybody in the room said that. I believed. And I, you know, and I still do in the magic of Christmas and the magic of Santa. And so that's where this song came from, Only Santa Knows. And then it kind of rolled on from writing this song this year to this whole Christmas album.
Yeah. So the Christmas album, it wasn't planned originally. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. If you'd told me at the start of the year, you know, we had the bushfires at the start of the year. I was in the studio and did Let It Rain and the charity single. And then I had plans for my own music, but that kind of was just kept changing all the time. And I released music and And then I just said, I'm going to go to Christmas. I'm going to go to Christmas. I'm going to make a Christmas album. So I did.
Have you put your tree up yet?
Yes, 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 yes.
So when did you put yours up?
I put mine up next to the piano.
And what did you put up at the 1st of December? Are you one of those traditional people, the 1st of December?
No, because my life is always different every year. Yeah. This year I got it up at the perfect timing and I got these wonderful people because it's been that busy that like literally this is the first year that I didn't put the decorations up. I was like, I asked a lovely company to come and do it because I couldn't do it. I didn't get time. And yeah, the Christmas tree is up. It's beautiful. It's my first adult like tree because when I do it, it's not as like fancy, but this was fancy. I've got an adult tree this year.
There's no tinsel on it, is there?
No.
Thank goodness.
Have you got yours up?
Yeah, mine went up on the 22nd of September.
I love it.
I literally love Christmas and I love Christmas music and it's such an important part of the year and I think especially for the year that we've had, which it's just been hard. It's been for people's mental health, for everything and every person, it's been really hard. But I think this year more than ever, I think it's so important that we get behind the Christmas, get behind our friends, family, and we just celebrate it. And I think to do the Christmas album as well, it just brings out so much joy and fun with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I it came from the right heart space of just wanting to give love for people for Christmas in the only way I know how, and that's talking through music. And I know that, like, even though because it's busy, I'm truly the value I'm having on like the fact I'll just get to see my family at Christmas. Yeah. Just the simple thing. All I want is an eggnog and a glass of wine and my family. That's all I want. I honestly, if I had not one present under the tree this year, I just want to see my family. I haven't seen them in a while. So
wow, are your family not based where you are?
No, they're not. So they've been in Melbourne and Adelaide and family in Brisbane. So yeah, no one's been with us in Sydney.
Well, so you're able, the borders are all open now, aren't they? So you're able to all come together and have Christmas together.
But I just didn't want anyone to even come any earlier because I was like, I need the free runway. Like I need like to get through Christmas specials or Christmas album. And I was like, no, I don't think you understand, Mum. I'm going to give you the biggest hug and I'm just going to be like joined at your head.
Just put the brakes on a minute. Just wait.
Gonna be cuddles.
Yeah, yeah. Checking out the track listing on the album, Santa Knows, you've done my favorite, one of my favorite Christmas songs is Grown Up Christmasless. I love it. It is my favorite. And then when I heard your version, I was like, oh, okay, wow. Wow, this is epic. Why did you choose the song list that you have for this album?
You know what? I went and listened to all like different Christmas songs that have kind of touched my heart through the years, like you. Like I was like, I love that song.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that it had a lot more weight this year, the idea of Grown Up Christmas List, just, you know, the lyrics itself. So, yeah, I wouldn't have thought like another year, like in any other year, I might not have even thought of Grown Up Christmas List, but it kind of felt like the right song this year.
Yeah.
So I'm really... I love that one. That's one of my favorites on the album. And I put it later on in the album because I sort of liked the message of, you know, the kind of the more fantastical, like younger side. And then also at the end of the record being like, oh, this is my grown-up Christmas list.
Yeah. Take us through a Delta Goodrum Christmas day for us. What's on the cards? Do we have a breakfast? Do we have a big lunch? Do we have a dinner? What's on the cards for Delta?
All of the above. I mean, yeah. I
and eat too much.
Growing up, I would, you know, we'd wake up early. My brother would be like, "It's Christmas." We'd go down, open the presents, and then literally straight away, it was like croissants and like a champagne, but not champagne for us. We'd have a little orange juice, and then people would start knocking at our door. It would be like a train station. Like, it would be like ding dong. You'd be like, "We're not even finished our presents, Mom." Like, it'd be like the neighbors, "Uncle George is here. Hello, everyone." Then like everyone would come in. Then we'd end up playing cricket. Then we'd have like swimming. Then we'd play tennis. Big feast. But yeah, so yeah.
And you hosting all the family this year?
We're going to family this year.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got.
Nice.
We've got got, well, I've got many different Christmases. My family's in all different parts. So it's a different Christmas with different extended family now. So I'll go to everybody's.
Nice. And before we let you go, let's touch on the tour for April next year. How is all the plans of that coming along? Because that's going to be here very quick.
Yeah, I know, right? Yes, I'm going to deal with that in January. I've been, obviously, when it comes to tours, I visualize them as I'm writing the album. Like the second I start writing the music, I can hear and feel what the songs are going to be and do. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked. It'll play play all the hits everybody knows.
Yeah.
And then introduce the new songs. Mm-hmm. There'll be no Christmas album, unfortunately, because that'll be April, May, and that would be awkward.
We could change that. There's Christmas in July. Why not have Christmas in April?
I like it.
You're welcome.
It's my tour. I'll play the songs I want to sing.
Yeah. Delta is the boss. Move aside.
Although I'm sure you'd appreciate this. The last tour, I didn't have one song from like the new record on the show. Then literally it felt like there was a mutiny amongst people coming to my shows where they were like, we want to hear Encore. And I was like, why do you want to hear Encore? Everyone's like, there was these petitions of, please, could you put in Encore? So I added in Encore this show, this song in the show, because I was like, okay, sorry, I'll add Encore.
So you've learned your lesson then from the last tour to this one?
Truthfully, it's not really me picking the set list. It is completely my fans picking the set list, and that's it.
Well, what if I select something from Santa Riley Knows? Mm-hmm. That could happen.
Exactly. Let's start that petition now. Maybe I will play on this Santa Knows.
I'll be the supporter. I'll be the president for the petition.
Thank you.
Delta, it's so good catching up with you once again. The new album, Santa Only Knows, it's all about the Christmas stuff. It is out now. Delta Goodrum, thanks so much.
Thanks, Alan. Merry Christmas.
Same to you and to all your family, and all the best, hey?
Thank you. You too.